My name is Tracy Corliss. I'm one of the community health worker supervisors for the Healthcare Home Department at Hennepin County Medical Center.
And I'm Amelia, and I work at Hennepin County Medical Center and two of our Northwest suburban clinics, as well as our adult correctional facility in Pennsylvania.
Sorry, we'll move this around back and forth. The purpose of this presentation is to describe the role that an outreach community health worker plays in a large safety net hospital system, and to introduce you to some of the strategies that we use in going outside of our hospital and clinic walls to connect patients to primary care. We will be giving an overview of our program and explaining how a reinvestment grant funded the origination of our outreach program. We'd be happy to answer questions at the end.
Good morning. I would like to start by telling you about a young man that I came into contact with while working at the Plymouth Adult Correctional Facility. This is a young man that I had set up an intake meeting with Jessica from RISE Incorporation, which is an organization who works with Pennsylvania County as a community partner. We started meeting with this young man 60 days before being released. He was a very close-off person, not really looking for or wanting help, but of course he was willing to meet with us because, as he stated, he had nothing better to do. I remember leaving that meeting and saying to Jess, this guy would never follow through, but we had to try. So we continued to meet with him bi-weekly as planned. I would talk to him about his medical and mental health needs, plus past performance that he had had no show, and Jess would go over work experience and resume building. After meeting with him for about a month, we realized that this guy was homeless and scared of working because of back child support he had owed the state. Jess and I continued to meet with him. I was able to reach out to his clinic community health worker and get him reconnected to his primary care clinic for his medical appointment. I was also able to help him get mental health services appointment by placing a call over the phone for an intake. Jeff was able to refer him to St. Stephen's, which is a shelter and also a community partner. After being released, we set up a follow-up meeting in the community. When arriving to this meeting, I was looking at someone very different from our first meeting. This was a happy person, so thankful for our help, support, and non-judgmental attitude and follow-through. Now, I know you're wondering why I started by telling a patient story. It's to show how we need and should treat the whole person. That is just not medical care when thinking about why a patient is costing the healthcare system so many dollars, or why a patient is so disengaged in his or her care, or why a patient continues to become reincarcerated, but about bringing all the pieces of the puzzle together, meaning housing, employment, medical, and mental health services. So now I'll turn it back over to Tracy, and she'll talk about more of our program.
Okay, so for those of you who are not familiar with Hennepin County Medical Center, we're the largest provider of public program and services for uninsured Minnesotans. Our population is very diverse, and there are approximately 90 languages spoken in our hospitals and clinics. Our services include 14 primary care and 60 specialty clinics within Hennepin County. Our healthcare home or medical home journey began in 2010 with four community health workers. Six of our clinics were certified healthcare homes in 2011, and now we have 14 clinics certified, and we have expanded our clinic care coordination teams to include RA clinical care coordinators and social workers. Our community health worker staff now includes 26 community health workers, of which 19 are clinic-based, four are community-based, and two staff are emergency room and urgent care. And we also have one community health worker that's working inpatient right now. Hennepin County Medical Center serves a highly diverse population with a large community of immigrants. We serve the largest county by population in Minnesota. Our clinics are both in the inner city and suburban communities of Brooklyn Center, Brooklyn Park, Golden Valley, St. Anthony, and Richfield. Our community health workers know our patients. They come from the communities that they serve, and they have been instrumental in building trusting relationships, bridging barriers from community to healthcare. The goal of our team is to decrease unnecessary utilization, to increase primary care visits, improve patient satisfaction, and of course improve health outcomes. As I mentioned, we have 19 clinic-based community health workers. They work as part of an interdisciplinary team with RN clinical care coordinators, social workers, and providers. In the clinic, the community health workers enroll patients into healthcare homes. They work with the patient to identify barriers to care, and they work with the provider and the patient to develop a patient-centered care plan. The community health worker also helps with pre-visit planning, assists with appointments and referral scheduling and follow-up. Success of our healthcare home program was celebrated with an analysis of enrolled patients in 2012. We conducted an analysis of 3,058 patients that have been enrolled in care coordination for at least 3 months. With these patients, there is a decrease in hospital and ED visits and a significant increase in primary care visits. And with that success, the introduction of the community-based community health workers began with a reinvestment grant that we received from Hennepin Health in 2014. Hennepin Health is an integrated healthcare delivery network that started in 2012 as a Medicaid demonstration program. It grew out of a recognition that Hennepin County already operated the core components of an ACO, and out of the safety net provider's experience caring for this population when most of the care was uncompensated. It took the form of a managed care contract between the state and Metropolitan Health Plan, and then they did business as what's known as Hennepin Health. The partners have agreed to share the financial risk for the population that is enrolled and are paid a fixed upfront fee each month to care for each member of the population. Patients who are members of Hennepin Health are currently between the ages of 21 and 64. They are at or below 133% of the federal poverty level. They are predominantly male and from racial and ethnic minority groups. They also have overlapping concerns, such as mental and chemical health, homelessness, and chronic diseases. And it's not uncommon for that you would see a patient with all of these issues. They also utilize the emergency department as a primary source of primary care. The premise behind Hennepin Health is that in order to meaningfully impact the health of an individual or a community, we first need to meet their basic needs. We realize that in addition to coordinating care and improving health care delivery, we also have the opportunity to recognize and build programming around underlying causes as well. These were the organizing principles of Hennepin Health from the beginning and what continues to guide innovation in care delivery. Our community health worker program was started in 2014 with this reinvestment grant from Hennepin Health and Delta Dental. These funds provided us 6 community health workers for outreach and 1 public health nurse as a supervisor. Now I'll turn this over to Amelia to explain how the outreach CHWs work with patients out in the community.
So following the pathway model, the goal is to get the patients connected to primary care. We also want to reduce the inappropriate use of services, and with the hope that after connecting the patient, the outreach staff is able to transition the patient's care with a warm handoff to our clinic staff. Some of our roles for being an outreach community health worker are to help patients establish medical and dental care at a primary care clinic. We set up medical transportation if needed, and some of us provide basic education so far as healthy eating, increasing physical activity, and some of us are also health coaches. We do health coaching for chronic disease management. We also use our LifeStaff Overview as a very helpful tool when figuring out what a patient's immediate needs are at the time. We're able to take the answers and go over them with the patient and set up some goals that the patient would like to work towards. Some of our community partners are RISE, which is a vocational service program for targeted at high cost behavioral health members. A staff member is physically located at the Hennepin County Medical Center campus. RISE also supports their clients after they find employment. If a client is having problems with their employer, they're able to meet with both parties to resolve the issue, and hopefully this client will keep their job.
also partner with Hinton County Social Services and Housing Navigator, which works to place our medically complex Hinton Health members in supportive housing. Hinton County and its community partners have a common goal, and it's to address the patient's basic social needs by believing that treating a whole person not only reduces the cost of care, but increases the quality of life. Some of our outreach sites are, one of them is Healthcare for the Homeless, who has several locations throughout our Minneapolis shelters. They provide medical care to the homeless. They also have what they call ResiVeg, which is located in one of our shelters, and it's providing patients with medical needs. We also have community health workers down at the Metropolitan Health Plan, also known as Hinton Health. The community health worker there is there for 20 hours a week, and she provides community resources to our clients. When working in the emergency room and urgent care, outreach community health worker primary focus are patients with Hinton Health and with high ADD usage. Part of our workflow is looking at who's currently in the emergency room, the patient's complaint and the needs, and also while meeting them at their bedside. We also have a community health worker located in our urgent care to meet with patients when someone has Hinton Health and their complaint is dental pain. The urgent care, we're only able to treat just the pain. And by having a community health worker in the urgent care, we're able to route them to a dental clinic on site or to a community dental clinic where we're able to get them seen either the same day or within that week, because we can't resolve the dental needs by only treating the pain. We're able to connect them to a dental home where they can start getting preventative care. Now, looking back on when I started with the patient story in the beginning, the clients that was housed at the adult corrections facility are there for a short term, no more than 366 days. Upon a release, they're only given 7 days of prescription medication. Now, had I not been able to meet this patient while he was located in an adult correctional facility and build that relationship while partnering with Brad and Frank Stevens on these issues, we could very well be telling a different story. Part of the workflow while meeting patients, the community health outreach will notify the clinic community health worker upon the release date and when the medical appointments are for. If the clinic community health worker is not able to meet with the patient at the time of the appointment, the outreach worker will continue to follow with the patient until the warm handoff can be made. We also have weekly phone huddles and monthly in-person meetings with the community partners for project updates, referrals, and client updates. So now I'd like to go over another patient story. A patient's granddaughter comes into the clinic and asks to speak with the community health worker about her grandmother's medical insurance. After speaking with the granddaughter for some time, the CHW finds out that the patient's granddaughter was in a domestic relationship that she is now running from, which has her and the patient, who is 98 years old, home. CHW asks, where have they been staying? And CHW finds that they're sleeping in the car. CHW calls the clinic social worker of the day, who calls adult protection, who states that there is nothing that they can do at this time. The granddaughter becomes very upset, scared that people won't understand, as well as scared that we'll take the grandmother away. The clinic CHW assures her that we all know she loves the grandmother and that we're just trying to help. The CHW then places a call to an outreach CHW in the emergency room, who reaches out to the emergency room social worker and explains what's going on with the patient. The granddaughter is told to bring the patient to the emergency room to be checked out medically. The patient goes to the emergency room and is admitted for low blood pressure and is later placed in a nursing home. The granddaughter is placed in a battered women's shelter. The granddaughter returns to the clinic after some time to inform the clinic community health worker that she had now found a job, a new apartment that was safe, and will be soon getting her grandmother back into her care. The patient was grateful for the help that the community health worker and the other staff members had provided.
The role of the community health workers, the outreach community health workers, has really made a big difference in the lives of those that we have not been able to reach in the past. Some of our outcome measures that we're using right now are looking at the number of patient encounters, the number of appointments that were scheduled, appointment completion rates, and the lifestyle overviews that have been completed. As you can see, they had over 5,000 patient encounters in just a little over 1 year's time, and were instrumental in scheduling 651 appointments with a good completion rate.
So I would like to end our presentation by saying, essentially, we are working in close collaboration with vulnerable and at-risk patients who have a strong need for or would greatly benefit from care coordination. In some instances, even helping take baby steps to follow through and to complete important steps to their care, along with encouragement and support for the unsupported, to be their cheerleaders, coaches for their health.